Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Before we even dive into today's episode, and it's a big episode today, I want to give you a little inside tip that will come in handy, especially after you listen to today's show. You've heard me say it over and over and over again. This is my mantra. The path to inner peace is through meditation, period. Period. End of story. I literally do not go a day without meditating. I've been on this journey for 17 and a half years. Frankly, I've been meditating pretty much most of my life as a child and have had a daily devotional practice for 17 and a half years. And when it comes to manifesting, well, there's simply no greater tool to support you on that journey. That's why I'm going to give you my most powerful guided manifesting meditation for free, totally for free. You can use this alongside all the other tools and techniques that I talk about on this show, and particularly in this episode. So all you have to do is go to deargabby.com/manifest and download this truly transformational meditation to help yourself begin to manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. This meditation will greatly complement today's episode. So I highly recommend that after listening to this episode, you go to deargabby.com/manifest and download that meditation, practice it, maybe even practice it for the next 30 days. See what transpires. Leave me a review and tell me about the miracles. You will thank me later. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Today's show is huge. We're talking about your worth. So many people are like, I want to manifest and I'm doing all these things to manifest. I want to track these things into my life. But the biggest question I always have for you is, do you feel you're worthy of what you desire? Because nothing we manifest happens unless we believe we're worthy of it. Maybe it'll come into our life, but it'll just float away because we can't keep it because we don't believe we're worthy. I have this cool ass friend and her name is Jamie Kern Lima. If you're like a makeup lady like me, you know her because she's the founder of It Cosmetics, the absolute best product. And she went from her living room, no joke, and built it into a huge international brand that was ultimately bought by L'Oreal. And this conversation is all about worth. She has a new book out. I have to tell you, I read every single word of this book, Worthy. And we use the book as a jumping off point, but then we just dive deep into what it means to really live with self-worth. And live with that transformative power of realizing fully and completely your own inherent value. Take that in. If you feel ready to claim your worth, if you feel ready to trust that you have within you a power far beyond your imagination, then this is an episode you are not going to want to miss. Enjoy the show. Jamie, welcome to Dear Gabby.
I am so honored and excited to be here.
I love
you.
It's
going to be an amazing episode. I love you.
I love you. I've loved you before I knew you. Mm. I love you every morning when I wake up and I put my BB creams on, my cosmetics. And it's funny when you meet somebody who's created something that's such a big part of your daily routine.
Mm.
So before we get in, I mean, if anybody doesn't know who you are, it's like a two second, like, this is where I came from. This is what I did. This is what I created. Like 2 seconds. Not
oh,
long.
My goodness.
Well, we got a lot to talk about with this book that we got here right now. So we're going to watch.
Yeah. So I think the story the press loves to say about me is Denny's Waitress Builds $1 billion Company. I started at cosmetics in my living room, went through years and years and years and years of no's and rejections, and eventually built it to over 1,000 employees, and eventually sold it to L'Oreal in 2016, and their biggest acquisition to date in the U.S. So they made me the first woman to hold a CEO title in their 100-year history. And my real story, now that is all true, and my real story is a girl who most of my life did not believe I was enough, did not believe in myself, and my whole big journey has been learning how to believe in myself and also how to believe I'm worthy of my goals, my dreams. Yes, it is why I wrote Worthy for every single person who just has some self-doubt to destroy and a destiny to fulfill.
Whoa, that's a good one-liner, my love. Mm. Self-doubt to destroy and a destiny to fulfill.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, I think every listener out there is like raising their hand. I have a psychic hit. This is going to be big.
Mm.
This is so big. I know this for my community in particular, but I think there's so many people out there that are maybe waiting to be picked or comparing themselves or going, like putting their toe in to make that move and then pulling it back because of that feeling of unworthiness.
Yes.
And so let's dive into that, the self-doubt, the self-attack, the judgment, the feelings of unworthiness. What does that sort of boil down to for you first? Let's go there.
It is wild. Those three scenarios you just described, I feel like so many of us connect to that. Mm-hmm. And right now, 80% of women don't believe they're enough. 75% of female executives deal with imposter syndrome. You look at men as well. 73% of men feel inadequate and not enough. And so often in life, we think, oh, I want to manifest the thing and just also need to get more experience or more skills or more this or more that. But when underneath it all, if we don't believe we're worthy of the thing, it will not come, right? Because in life, we don't get what we want. We so often get what we believe we're worthy of.
Right.
And self-worth, one of the biggest epiphanies I had in my life, Gabby, is, and maybe some people can relate to this who are listening in with us right now, is I always believed this lie that if I finally could achieve enough, then I would feel enough. And I spent a whole lot of my life thinking, oh, I just need to achieve more, achieve more, achieve more. And I would finally arrive at that goal thinking, oh my gosh, I worked so hard for this. And I thought, right, for anyone listening, maybe they thought, oh, when I finally get a romantic partner or when I finally get six-pack abs or hit a goal weight or a certain job title or whatever it might be, then I'm going to be so happy and fulfilled and all my problems will be solved. And often for a lot of us, we arrive at that thing and then we're like happy for a little bit. And then before we know it, we're back to feeling like something's missing or like we're not enough. And so our solution—
Or what's next.
Or what's next, what's next, what's next. And then our solution is to like work harder for the next thing, thinking finally I just got to hustle harder, level up, and then maybe I'll feel like I'm enough. And that is a lie. That is a lie. And that builds a lot of self-confidence, which is really, really important, and growth and contribution. But all the things in the world we achieve on the outside, none of them actually build self-confidence, which is important, but none of them build true self-worth, mm-hmm. which is really, really different. And so one of the chapters I go into in Worthy, that was the probably one of the most life-changing things for me, was I thought most of my life, I just need more self-confidence, because self-doubt was doubting myself out of a lot of stuff most of my life, including thinking I wasn't worthy of being in great friendships or thinking I staying in toxic relationships with people that mistreated me and just on and on and on. And I thought I just need to build more confidence and achieve more and all these things. And I didn't realize that I thought I needed more self-confidence, but what I really needed was more self-worth. Mm. And they're very different. And I got very good in my life at building a lot of self-confidence and achieving a lot of things and all this stuff. But wherever you go, you still take you with you.
That's right.
Right? And our self-confidence, while it's an internal trait, it's based so much on the external, and it fluctuates and it's fragile and it rises and falls if we're winning or losing, or our willingness to try and go for it, and how we assess our skills and abilities and how we feel we compare to others. And the studies show, like, the boxer who wins the match is 30% more confident, and our confidence is really important, but it's fragile and it's volatile. Our self-worth is different. It's like the deep internal knowing and belief that you are worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are, not as you achieve, not as your past mistakes or failures or regrets, but you innately, the you that is you, exactly as you are, fully worthy. And that, I like to describe it as, like, our confidence is the house we're building with the rooms and the walls and the art and this beautiful pursuit in our life. And confidence is very important, but our identity, our self-worth is the foundation underneath it all.
Yep.
And our house is only ever going to be as stable as that foundation of self-worth. And so many people are including myself, have self-worth issues and don't know. Like, most of my life, I just thought, I didn't know why I was sabotaging stuff. I didn't know. And here's the thing, is our self-worth is our ceiling in every area of life. And the last thing I'll say to that is for anyone listening and wondering, like, okay, is Worthy the book worthy for me? Do I have a self-worth?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is the signs that you use this? Yeah.
Okay, three big ways.
Okay, go for it.
Three big ways. Can you tell I'm fired up? I'm like,
Jamie, you are answering all my questions. Oh. Keep going. I don't need to talk. Keep going.
We're just in sync. Keep going. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, for anyone listening with us right now, self-worth, and this is, oh my gosh, even if no one buys Worthy, they just listen to this episode. I mean, I hope they do, but this, I want them to get this out of it right now in their life, because this is big. If we have low self-worth, often what this looks like is we're stuck and we don't know why. We think, oh, I've got to get more skill set, I've got to get more experience, I'm just not ready yet, I'm doing all the things. You know, we think, like, oh, I want to find a partner, but I'm just not getting on the dating app, but I don't know why, I'm not going out and socializing. Or we have an idea for a book and we don't know why, we just haven't written a word of it. Or we're working in a business, but, like, we know in our soul we're born to start our own and we don't know why we haven't. We stay stuck and we think it's because we need more experience, et cetera, et cetera. For a lot of us, we don't realize we're actually stuck because deep down inside, we don't believe that we're worthy of the thing. And so our self-worth becomes our ceiling. If you have low to medium self-worth, what that looks, and this was me a lot of my life, is that you'll go for the thing. You'll go for it, but then you'll either hit a ceiling. You're like, oh, I really want to have a 4 or 5 figure business, and it keeps hitting a ceiling at 3 figures. Or you write the book, but then you don't send it out anywhere. You write the song and create the paintings, and you haven't shared your art with the world. You meet a potential partner, and they're amazing, and you just somehow aren't attracted to them and put them in the friend zone, and you don't know why. We will sabotage things when deep down inside we don't think we're worthy of them. And then if you have medium to high self-worth, and this is a lot of people who are achievers, you'll actually go for the thing. You'll accomplish it. The whole world will tell you you're crushing it. And you don't know why, that you still feel like something's missing and like you're not enough. And so you live perpetually unfulfilled. And a lot of people, Gabby, think, well, if I think I'm enough as I am, maybe I'll lose my edge. Maybe I'll lose my ambition. And it's like, oh, no, it's actually the opposite. The stronger your self-worth, you become more ambitious. I'm actually more ambitious now than I've ever been because if I fall flat on my face, it might shake my confidence, but it cannot touch my self-worth, and they are different. Mm-hmm. So your self-worth is your ceiling, and the more you build it, the more you become fulfilled in just who you are, the more you can enjoy the things that you are achieving through the pursuits of confidence, et cetera, which is really important in life. Like, building self-confidence is really important in life. It's just different than self-worth.
My friends, I want to talk to you about something that's very important: hormone replacement therapy. As we get older, our hormones decrease. But due to environmental factors, our hormones are decreasing at a much quicker rate these days. So it's imperative that we take the steps to rectify that. Optimal Bio specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, BHRT. BHRT is the exact same molecule that your body produces, so your body knows how to metabolize it. Optimal Bio doses your hormone dose off of your blood work, so it's personalized to you. The ultimate goal of BHRT is to balance your body's hormones, bringing them to the optimal levels that your system was initially designed to maintain. And hormones are the foundation of our health, with hundreds and hundreds of functions in our body. So Optimal Bio can treat a wide range of common symptoms such as fatigue, brain fog, trouble concentrating, anxiety, depression, even trouble sleeping. And because when your hormones are in optimal range, it is really preventative health. And this will really keep you super healthy as you age. And it includes your brain, your bones, your heart, and really overall your health. It's really remarkable. Optimal Bio has locations all across the Southeast. So visit optimalbio.com and use code GABBY for 20% off your consultation. That's OptimalBio.com. Use code GABBY for 20% off your consultation. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. In my work, I am always talking about relationships, all kinds of relationships, relationships with partners, wives, husbands, family members, friends, children. We all have lots of relationships. And I've always believed that relationships are our divine assignments for personal development. And working through the web of these relationships and really recognizing ourselves and other people and seeing the depth of what it means to heal yourself through the journey of healing a relationship is something that often needs support. And I can't think of a better way to get that support than BetterHelp. BetterHelp can be a wonderful way to begin this journey of really diving into your own practice with therapy. With BetterHelp, you will find the support you need, and they make it so easy, affordable, and accessible. In fact, BetterHelp makes getting started so easy and painless that you will just literally be connected with a licensed therapist before you even know it. All you have to do to get started is a brief questionnaire, and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist. It's convenient. It's flexible. It's affordable. It's entirely online, and it can fit into your schedule, which is so awesome. And this part's really important. If you don't vibe with your therapist, you can just get assigned to somebody new that quickly. And that's a huge issue when you're out on your own trying to find the right therapist. BetterHelp will get you there fast. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/DearGabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearGabby. Genuine self-confidence comes when you have grounded yourself in self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
When real self-worth is self-confidence, right? Genuine self-confidence.
Genuine, yeah.
Because you can be confident, oh, I can do that thing or I can make that happen. But when you're in that knowing, as you described it, I am worthy.
Yes.
That is a energetic confidence that just emanates off of you naturally. It's just a natural effect of your worthiness.
Yeah. And you feel so much more just like in alignment with your assignment in life. Like
alignment with your assignment.
Right?
Nice
like
one.
Like you step into who you are.
Yes.
And you're just more exactly you. And yeah. And every time we show up inauthentically, it's impossible to have a real connection with another human being, whether it's a friend or a partner or a customer or followers on social media. But B, every time we show up as the mask we think people want us to be, we're literally telling ourselves that we are unworthy of being who we are, that we are not enough as who we are. And so exactly what you said, yeah.
There's also, I'll speak for myself, but while I have always believed I was worthy of what I was creating and worthy. I think I was kind of born with this sensation of I'm worthy of doing the things I'm called to do. Mm. Some of that has developed with my spiritual connection, but I didn't enjoy the journey of it for so many years because I didn't believe I was worthy of support. So I was by myself in it.
Yes.
I was on my own in it.
Yes.
So it's not always necessarily about what we're creating. It's how we're creating.
Yeah.
And how we're showing up and how we're enjoying our life.
Yeah.
And so believing we're worthy of the support of others or believing we're worthy of the love of others, it's all core beliefs that can carry on.
And exactly what you said is we can be believer worthy in some areas.
Yep, that's right.
And not in others, right? And I did not know the difference. I didn't know why believing you're worthy was important until literally just a couple years ago. I had worked so hard building it cosmetics for my living room, and all this stuff was happening. And at the peak of my self-confidence, at the peak of believing I was worthy of all this success in business, I was still sabotaging things in friendship that I didn't feel I was worthy of. I know this might be a fun story to share with everyone listening who knows you've been on Oprah, all the things, right? And I don't know if you had this experience, but when I was a little girl, I used to watch her in my living room every day. And I remember just, she's why I went into journalism. And I thought, one day I'm going to share other people's stories with the world.
Yep.
And I dreamed my whole life of meeting her. And I dared to believe it would happen. Like, I prayed and believed it would happen. Now, fast forward 39 years, I had sold it cosmetics. I was the most confident I've ever been in my life, right? On the Forbes list, all this stuff was great. And I meet her. My lifelong dream happened. I met her. She invited me to lunch at her house.
Because aren't you her neighbor?
Yeah. But she invited me to lunch. This was before any of that.
Okay, before you were her neighbor. Okay.
Yes, before I was her neighbor. She invited me to lunch. This is such a wild story because this is for every person listening who has ever sabotaged something or whoever is like, wait a minute, what has my self-doubt already cost me in my life?
Okay.
And like, you're ready to change that? I thought, Gabby, I was really confident and I was crushing it in business and all those things that the world tells me, oh, wow, great job. I meet Oprah. I'm 39 years old. She invites me to lunch. I can't even believe this is happening, right? It's my lifelong dream. Go to her house. We have a three-hour lunch. At the end of that three-hour lunch, and it was great. It was like, and I'm normally introverted. I was talking the whole time. Yeah. Like, it was great. At the very end of it, she gives me her cell phone number and she says, call me anytime. You can call me anytime. And from that moment, I did not call her for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in that journey, that four-year window, I would tell myself like, oh, I'm just waiting for the right thing to say, or everyone probably wants something from her. I'm going to prove I don't need anything. Like, I told myself these stories. And then one day it hit me. The real reason why I hadn't called her in 4 years was because deep down inside, I did not believe I was worthy of being her friend.
Yeah.
Right. And it goes to that emotional part you're talking about. I didn't think I was worthy of someone else showing up for me. And I just was like, of me having just like friendships like that.
And
I sabotaged it.
Yeah.
And that was the day I picked up the phone and called her. And because our self-doubt lives in our mind, it is not who we are. And our knowing, our truth, our full essence of who we are, our worthiness lives in our soul. And when we tune into that, that's why I wrote Worthy, because that day when I called her was the day I became obsessed with studying self-worth and then with understanding, oh my gosh, there's a big difference between self-worth and self-confidence. And Worthy is a book about not like all these things you got to figure out. It's like, oh no. It's really about unlearning these lies, right, that lead to self-doubt and then sort of like igniting these truths that wake up worthiness. Because I do not care what someone has done in their past, how many past mistakes or failures, how many things we regret or on and on. There is nothing that someone could have done or could ever do or how many successes they've had that changes the fact that every person listening to us right now, exactly as they are, is fully worthy.
Yep.
And the moment you believe that is the moment that every part of your life shifts, right? When you believe you are worthy of the things you are manifesting. I mean, oh my gosh.
But what's so cool right now is witnessing you in your worth, because you're so lit up by this and it's so embodied.
Mm.
And so I'm thinking about the listener right now who's like, oh my God, I want that energy. I want that faith. Oh, there's so many methods in here and there's so much grace and so much guidance.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most important guide, the piece of guidance inside the book that says this is the most important thing you can do to start to unlearn that belief of unworthiness and reclaim the truth of who you are?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, you can give a few. Yes. You don't have to give one. Give
okay.
A few.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's over 20 tools in here. I wrote one book ever before called Believe It, and it was really my story of learning to believe in myself. But Worthy is like the playbook on like, how do you believe in you? So there's 20 tools in it. There's this whole section on all the lies we need to unlearn.
Yep.
But two things I'll just tap on really fast that I just love in case someone needs to hear them today. For anyone who's gone through rejections or setbacks or just things they perceive as failures, those things rattle our confidence. But when we let them take root in our identity, and instead of thinking, I failed or I got rejected, we think, I'm a failure, I'm a reject, that's when it just penetrates our self-worth. And in the book, there's a chapter called When You Change Your Relationship with Rejection, You Change Your Entire Life. Mm. And it was going to be its own book.
Yep.
And
Chapters become books.
Maybe it should be. I didn't want to wait 2 more years to publish it.
Okay.
It in here now. And so it's the longest chapter in the book, chapter 2. But I go through this 4-part framework that I think is so powerful because, you know, as human beings, like we're wired to avoid pain at all costs. And we so often, everything's the meaning we assign to it. And for a lot of us, we assign such a painful meaning or definition to rejection or failure when it happens. So it can keep us stuck because we don't want to go after the thing. And I go through a 4-part framework on how to identify your current definition of rejection and failure. And a lot of people aren't even aware of theirs, right? But like for everyone listening right now, if you imagine yourself getting rejected or imagine yourself failing at something, and then don't think about it, but think about what's the first thing you think. Like for me, most of my life, it's like instantly I'll think, oh yeah, there's proof I'm not enough, right? I think that over and over. A lot of people, it might be like, oh, I'm a failure. Why'd I even try? I'm, you know, not smart enough. I'm too young. I'm too old. Those things we think instantly. And we associate so much pain or negativity with rejection and failure that we won't go for things. We won't put our art out there in the world. We won't tell the person we want to be more than just friends, like on and on and on. And in building at Cosmetics, a lot of people don't know that. They just see the outcome now. But the journey was years and years of hundreds of rejections. And there was one painful rejection one time that QVC had given me where they said, you're not the right fit for our customers or for QVC. And I just had this knowing, and I'd been manifesting it praying about it, manifesting. I knew in my knowing we're supposed to be on QVC, but they told me no for years. And every time, I remember one painful no. By the way, we eventually built the biggest beauty brand in QVC's history, right?
There
I just want to share that for everyone
there
in your
you
audience
go,
who manifests is like, why isn't it happening yet?
Just because it's not the right moment.
Yes.
Rejection is protection.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And so I sat there after one painful rejection and I just wrote out, this rejection does not mean I'm not enough. It means I'm one of the brave ones willing to go for it, because I had Googled every person that had ever built a great business or been a thought leader, and they had all gone through so many failures and rejections and setbacks. They were just the brave ones willing to keep going. And I started amassing this toolbox of new definitions of rejection and failure that I believe in my soul to be true. And every time they would happen, I'd replace them. Rejection is God's protection. Rejection is the universe's protection. I just started amassing all these. And I go through in the book how to do this in your life and how to actually not just replace and redefine rejection and failure to a way where you actually believe it and embrace it. Because in this journey of building what became a $1 billion business, I literally taught myself to become fearless about rejection. It would happen to me and I'd catch myself thinking, oh, I'm not enough. And I go right into like, oh, rejection is God's protection. Like I cannot wait to see what's coming up. God gives you double for your trouble. Like I literally would believe that.
You reprogrammed your brain.
Yes, I reprogrammed my brain. And then my favorite part is in the 4-part framework is I teach people how to revisit past rejections and failures that they don't know have been just taking root in their identity and holding them back. And just like for anybody, and how to redefine them. And just for anyone listening today, maybe who has like a heartbreak or someone just didn't see their value.
I think that you might be able to help me right now.
Yeah?
Oh yeah, help me. Okay. So I just finished my 10th book, Self-Help.
Congratulations. I am so excited for it.
And this is the first time I'm writing a book. It's my book. It's my method, but it's informed by internal family systems therapy. Mm-hmm. So I've taken this therapy and I've taken my experience of it and created an IFS informed method for self-help. And right before you joined me, I texted my mentor friend, the founder of Internal Family Systems Therapy, Dr. Richard Schwartz. And I was like, hey, Dick, like, how are you doing? Did you get the book? And he's like, oh, I was just finishing the last pages. I'm about to email you my notes. Mm-hmm. And so my first response was like, remember, I will change anything, capital letter, anything that needs to be changed. And the feeling of unworthiness in me at the moment, I'm trained in IFS, I've done level one and level two, and yeah. And I've got him on speed dial, and I've practiced it in my own therapy for a decade, but there's a sense of unworthiness within me, and I know where it tracks. It was when I was a kid in sixth grade, I was told I was stupid by the boy that I liked, and from that point forward, I believed I was stupid, and I never excelled in school, and just, you know, just held back, kept back. And so writing this book was, that little girl came back up. And it was the feeling of, I'm not a therapist. I'm not smart enough. Who am I to write a book about a therapy? Mm. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, holy f***, there she is again. Like that feeling of like, oh my God, I'm terrified to see what Dick writes back and says, like, rewrite the whole book. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how can you help me?
Okay. I love this. Thank you for sharing that so vulnerably, as you always do.
Yes.
Okay. Two things. Knowing that 75% of women deal with imposter syndrome, right? And often it comes from us thinking we need to be something other than we are, or that who we are as we are is not enough. Yeah. What is so beautiful about what you are sharing right now is you're saying, this is exactly where I am, exactly what I've gone through. And I've done this for 10 years and I'm at level two. You're sharing exactly who you are. It is impossible for this book, exactly as you've written it, to not be enough. And what I want to say by this, okay, let me break this down for a second. You will get feedback from him, and I don't know him personally, but from what you've shared, of course, he's the founder of that. So just by nature of that, he's going to know at a more granular level what he's created and what you're teaching. And with that said, in my journey of building at Cosmetics, there were so many people who had way more experience than me in the beauty industry, who had done incredible things, who were experts on pedestals. In most cases, had I listened to everything they told me to do, I would have put out a product inauthentic to who I was, and it would have failed, okay? Because here's what I know to be true, and I don't know who needs to hear this today in addition to you and me, but while authenticity alone does not automatically guarantee success, inauthenticity guarantees failure every time, over time. And how many people do you and I both know, even inside of a thought leadership space, where you're like, I don't think that's who they really are. Mm-hmm. And they might make a splash for a year or two, and then they're gone. Mm. People connect with the power of authenticity. That's why so many people connect with you. So what's beautiful about this moment is that what a blessing and a gift that he will come to you with feedback for the book. What I would do, or what I have done historically, is I will cherish that. And then I'll filter all of it through my own intuition, my own knowing, pray about it, get still about it, and be like, well, that might be true, but I'm going to choose not to include that part in my book. Mm. Or while I might seem to some people less experienced, if I admit this, this is my truth.
Yes.
And just like all through your knowing, yep. Because that is like we were talking earlier about living in alignment with your assignment, right?
Yeah.
And what a gift he can. And if he tears it up and tears it apart, good, because it's no indication of the potential of the book. The book, yes, is your truth and your, yes, experience and your magic,
yes,
and your journey and your manifestation. And all of his feedback is just a beautiful blessing and gift to process through your own knowing and your own intuition.
Wow.
Right?
The feedback is a way to process through your own knowing. Mm. Boom,
boom,
sister.
Boom.
Oh my God. That was exactly what I needed to hear. Mm. That the authenticity trumps everything.
Everything. It's why, look, this is your 10th book. Who in the world writes 10 best-selling kick-ass books? Right? So it's like, okay, this might be a newer way to do it with a newer focus and new tools and new all of that stuff. And by the way, for the dude when you were in the third grade, right? Or anyone else right now who has had someone tell them they are not enough, or a partner betrayed you, or you wanted the job so bad and they didn't see your value, whatever it is, my favorite, this is like my prayer, my reframe. I talk about it in Worthy a lot and how to do this for past rejections and failures. I will literally amass a definition, a toolbox of definitions for that. But the one I use almost every day, I used it this morning, by the way, when a friend wasn't showing up for me the way I had hoped he would have. I will imagine God saying to me, instead of me thinking something's wrong with me,
yeah,
or me thinking I'm yeah, not enough, or me yeah, thinking I don't have what it takes, I will imagine God, and for some people it will be the universe, whatever you believe, I will imagine God saying to me, oh, you weren't rejected. I hid your value from them because they're not assigned to your destiny.
Whoa.
I will believe it to my core, and yep, it helps me not let that rejection, that person that didn't see my value, helps me not let it take root.
You're not assigned to destiny.
You're not assigned to my destiny. God blocked their value for,
you know, right? That you're a motivational, I mean, you are a motivational speaker. Yes, you have had such success with the makeup. Yes, you are an extraordinary business person, but this is the work. This yeah, is the work.
I do feel, I feel worthy is the best work of my life.
I think this book is going to radically change people's lives. Mm. And I mean it. I mean it. I'm looking you in the eye and I really want you to hear me. This is the energy, the intention, the experience, the authenticity is going to come through every reprint of this book, and it is going to change lives. Just like you just totally redirected me just right now.
I receive
the
that.
Other thing
thank
also
you,
is the extraordinary channeled passion that is moving through you right now is going to come through every single imprint of this book. And I am just so proud of you, and it's such a blessing to be in the presence of someone sitting in the seat of their worthiness.
Mm.
So thank you.
Thank you.
It's just bomb. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby.
Oh my God. Go get worthy, everybody. How to believe you are enough and transform your life. Simple steps, life-changing results. Go get Jamie Kernlima's book, the New York Times bestseller. I love you.
I
this
love
might
you,
be number one. I think this might be number one.
I love
but
you.
But who fucking cares? Because it's worthy of just serving souls.
Worthy.
So there you go, people. Go grab it. Thank you, my love.
Thank you. I love you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.